Dreamscape presents Right Thinking for a Culture in Chaos, Responding Biblically to Today's Most Urgent Issues. Edited by John MacArthur and Nathan Busnitz. Narrated by Dan Crew. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. An important question. How should we then live? Francis Schaeffer, the renowned evangelical apologist, asked that question a half century ago, and it became the title of a video series Schaeffer produced in the late 1970s. In that series, he documented the development and decline of Western civilization, focusing on culture's downward trajectory from the Enlightenment through modern times. Schaeffer's central question was both timely and timeless. All followers of Jesus Christ must ask themselves how they ought to live as they seek to glorify God and walk in His ways. The Apostle Peter posed a similar question in 2 Peter 3:11, when he asked his readers, "What sort of people ought you to be?" Peter made that inquiry at a time when the church was being persecuted. His words strike a chord with us today because we find ourselves in an increasingly hostile society. Our culture has grown more and more antagonistic toward biblical norms and Christian values. So, as the world around us gets worse, how are we to think, speak, and act? Our culture's decline has been rapid. Within the past few decades, we have witnessed an unprecedented spiral of moral degradation. Today's leading influencers openly reject the notion of moral absolutes, choosing instead to exchange the truth of God for whatever seems right in their own eyes. As a result, God has given our society over to degrading passions characterized by immorality, self-centeredness, and pride. We find ourselves as Christians trying to avoid the corruption as we navigate the complexities of a culture in chaos. Peter's description of Lot in 2 Peter 2:7 through 8 summarizes our experience. While living in Sodom, Lot was oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men, for by what he saw and heard that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?